LaHood says the state of American aviation is strong. The NTSB examines whistleblower warnings about Boeing's batteries. And Republican American will send Eagle soaring. This is Aero News for Friday, January 25th. I'm Glenn Moyer. In a speech delivered to the Aero Club of Washington, D.C. Wednesday, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said that, quote, "Today the American aviation industry is strong, and it's getting stronger. More people are flying, and more cargo is being shipped around the world," end quote. LaHood said that the aviation industry has seen a remarkable turnaround from where it was just a few years ago, noting again, quote, "The future looks bright. Opportunities for American aviation are growing," end quote. LaHood also expressed confidence in Boeing's ability to create a safe aircraft, but said the issues with the batteries will have to be resolved before the Dreamliner can be put back into service. As the secretary put it, quote, "We are working diligently with Boeing to figure out the problem and to find a solution. Our goal is to get this done as quickly as possible, but we must be confident that the problems are corrected before we can move forward," end quote. The NTSB says it is currently reviewing information from more than one whistleblower as part of its investigation, according to a report from Reuters. Kelly Nantel, the board's director of public affairs, said that looking at whistleblowers' accusations is, quote, "not uncommon," end quote, in such investigations. She said that the board is pursuing that information where warranted. One of those whistleblowers was Michael Leon, who we told you about here a few days ago. He had written a report in 2006 warning that the battery technology Boeing was planning for the 787 could be a safety of flight issue. He was later dismissed from the company. Securaplane told the NTSB during a visit to its Arizona headquarters this week that Leon's dismissal had nothing to do with his raising concerns about the battery chargers destined for the Dreamliner. They said he was let go due to, quote, "repeated misconduct," end quote, a position supported by an administrative law judge. The FAA concluded that the parts Leon said were nonconforming were prototypes and were not installed on any airplanes. Meanwhile, both the House and Senate committees that oversee aviation issues are likely to hold hearings focusing on the FAA's certification process. As we reported here yesterday, the Senate Commerce, Technology, and Transportation Committee plans just such a hearing, but has not yet scheduled a date. Congressman Rick Larson, the newly appointed ranking Democrat on the House Aviation Subcommittee, said that panel also will likely look into the certification process. Republic Airways Holdings said Wednesday that it has reached an agreement with American Airlines to operate 53 Embraer E-175 aircraft under the American Eagle brand. The capacity purchase agreement will be operated by the company's Republic Airlines subsidiary, with service expected to start in June of 2013. The CPA is subject to approval by the bankruptcy court in the American Airlines bankruptcy proceedings. The agreement was enabled by the new pilot contract and marks the first time in American Eagle's history it will be flying large regional jets. Chuck Schubert, American's vice president for network planning, commented, quote, "Establishing a large regional jet fleet has long been a part of our business plan, and this agreement is another example of how we are executing on that plan in a way that benefits our business and our customers," end quote. Republic also signed an agreement with Embraer to purchase 47 new aircraft and lease a previously owned Embraer E-175 jet aircraft, including the first deliveries of Embraer's enhanced fuel performance aircraft. In addition, the company will acquire 5 previously owned E-175s from a third party. The aircraft, which will seat 76 passengers in a 2-class cabin, are expected to be phased into operation at approximately 2 to 3 aircraft per month, beginning in mid-2013 through the first quarter of 2015. Each aircraft will operate under the CPA for 12 years from its in-service date, extending the term of the agreement into 2027. ANN is expanding its wings a bit this weekend as we team up for the first time with the Balloon Federation of America to provide live online streaming of a lighter-than-air safety seminar. Approximately 300 hot air balloon pilots from across the country are expected to view the event, which is originating from the offices of the world's premier balloon event, the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta in New Mexico. The day-long seminar is part of the recurrent training the BFA works to provide member pilots in association with local and regional balloon clubs. In this case, the Albuquerque Aerostat Ascension Association, or Quad A's Education Foundation, has coordinated the programming that will include subjects such as FARs, pilot decision-making, and weather, and will feature speakers like Brian Neville, the Outreach Program Manager for the FAA's FAST team. Yours truly will serve as Master of Ceremonies. Today is the final day to register, and anyone with an interest in ballooning is welcome. The cost is just $35. Details can be found at www.bfa.net. When Aero News continues, well, okay, but can they yodel? Fifi flies again, and Cessna is going to the races, the auto races.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Friday, January the 25th. I'm Glenn Moyer. A team of six seasoned Air Force Mountaineers currently stationed in Colorado, Alabama, Florida, Texas, and Virginia will venture on a bold 50-day journey, encountering frigid temperatures and demanding conditions to stand atop Mount Everest 29,029-foot summit. They will be the first American military team to attempt Everest, and if successful, the first military team to have climbed each continent's highest mountain. The group will meet in Kathmandu, Nepal, on March 26th to begin an acclimation period that will include climbing Nepal's 20,000-foot peak, Lebush. The risky and ambitious quest is part of the U.S. Air Force Seven Summits Challenge, a tax-exempt organization created in 2005 by Special Operations Pilot Major Rob Marshall. The organization strives to honor service members who have lost their lives in the line of duty by leading teams of airmen to the summit of each continent's highest peak. The organization has raised more than $60,000 for charities such as the Special Operations Warrior Foundation and the That Others May Live Foundation. This team has conquered six of the summits. Everest is their final mountain. The commemorative Air Force's famous Boeing B-29 Superfortress bomber, Fifi, which is the only remaining flying example of the aircraft in the world, returned to the sky on Saturday, January 13th, and flew to her home base in Addison, Texas. The flight crew arrived in Midland, Texas, and conducted a successful maintenance flight, followed by the one-and-a-half-hour trip home. It was Fifi's first flight since October 2012, when the B-29 experienced trouble with the number 2 engine and returned safely to the ground during a routine photo mission. The B-29 is equipped with 4 radial engines which are needed to power the massive aircraft, and it was determined the number 2 engine would need major repairs. Therefore, the aircraft was grounded. For 3 months, maintenance crews have worked to repair the engine and get the historic aircraft flying again. A fundraising campaign was launched in November, with a goal of raising $200,000 to repair the engine and purchase a replacement. Currently, the campaign has raised just over $105,000 to get Fifi flying again, but is still short some $95,000 needed to purchase a fifth engine, a spare, which will ensure continuous future operation and flight. Cessna has entered into a strategic partnership with Chip Ganassi Racing Teams for multiple races in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, the IZOD IndyCar Series, and the Grand-Am Rolex Sports Car Series. This partnership extends Cessna's presence across all three series in which Chip Ganassi Racing Teams compete. Cessna will sponsor multiple races on the number 1 Chevrolet SS of Jamie McMurray in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, sharing assets with sister Textron companies such as Bell Helicopter and EasyGo, one race on the number 10 Honda with Dario Franchitti in the IZOD IndyCar Series, and one race with Scott Pruitt and Memo Rojas in the Grand-Am Rolex Sports Car Series on the number 01 Dynan-prepared BMW. Well, what's next? An airplane that goes vroom, vroom? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks, as always, for listening. Enjoy your weekend. You're now cleared for departure.